And the Yemeni army continues to pound military targets deep inside Saudi territory in retaliation against Riyadh's relentless onslaught against its impoverished neighbor. Press TV correspondent in Sana'a Mohammed Al-Attab has the details in this report.
The Yemeni army and popular committees have achieved major gains both against Al-Qaeda terrorists across the country as well as Saudi forces deep inside the kingdom. A senior member of Yemen's Revolutionary Council has promised the coming days will be full of surprises for what he described as the Saudi aging monarchy.
These latest victories achieved by the army and popular committees deep inside the Saudi territories are just the beginning of retaliatory strikes against Saudi Arabia's brutal and illegitimate war on our nation, and the days to come will tell.
Experts say as Saudi Arabia has failed to provoke divisions within the impoverished country, it is now attempting to play its last cards by forcing in terrorists through Al-Wadi'a border crossing.
Saudi Arabia is attempting to compensate its losses by sending more Al-Qaeda terrorists through its borders into Yemen, revealing itself as the mastermind of terrorism in the region. But such last-ditch attempts will be thwarted by our courageous army.
The army and popular committees have shelled different military positions in Najran and Jazan, as well as Najran's airport in Saudi Arabia. Observers say such attacks could prompt Riyadh to reconsider its warmongering policies. Calls for humanitarian truce in the holy month of Ramadan are being rejected by Saudi Arabia. Analysts believe the international community should take serious action and stop Saudi atrocities against Yemeni people. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.